Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Welcome back to Middays with Mark Spaben on 93.9 The Ville. It's Friday. It's the day before a game. Saturday, 4 o'clock, Notre Dame, Russ Smith, jersey retirement. I will say, before we get into reminding you about a couple things, it does have the feel of an old school Louisville basketball game. I feel like a lot of people are going to come out tomorrow. I feel like the Saturday at 4, it just has a feel of, hey, everybody, get out to eat, get out to do your thing, and get out there to watch a game. And if you want to get out there and you want to eat, we've got a great place for you.
Pizza Day!
So shout out to George and Barrino's team for bringing by lunch to the ESPN Louisville studios. Barrino's has you covered for the big games and this weekend. Your spot before all Louisville men's and women's games and concerts at the KFC Yum Center. Delivery, carry out, or dine-in. 14 area locations in Metro Louisville and in Southern Indiana. Yeah, it's that good. Barrino's Pizza. And tomorrow, I really didn't mean that, though. Like, it's got a feel of, like, go out to eat. Go to the game. Like,
how much does the Russ retirement add to that?
I think it should add a lot. I think that you're going to see a significant bump in attendance tomorrow. Like, I would be really disappointed if tomorrow was, tomorrow should be a full lower bowl, you know. Half, at least half full upper level. Like,
it worked for Lamar.
There was a
decent crowd there. Crappy weather. I mean, granted, it was Syracuse, so it was one of the games that people were kind of like, okay, maybe.
Well, that was also, I think that was the one that it was like, okay, if he loses this, he's fired.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But I mean, you know, who knows? Maybe we're in the same situation. I don't know. But it's like, I think there will be a significant bump, and tomorrow might feel like, and again, like I said, you're on the national sticks. I mean, you're 4 o'clock. I mean, it's Saturday game. It's got the feel. It's Notre Dame, Louisville. It's
name brand.
Yeah.
And if you beat them by the transitive property, you're better than UK.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just
so you
saying.
Can throw that out there. And if you beat them, it sets up a massive game Monday at Virginia. Like, you can start to talk about turning it around if you do a couple things like that, you know?
So you're saying there's a chance
Well,
is what...
We'll see.
If they beat Notre Dame, then it starts becoming that.
It starts, I think, the conversation, if you win tomorrow, does on Monday start to become, hey, guys, if we win tonight, like, we're right back in this thing. Like, I mean, you know, we're right here. Because if you were to beat Virginia, then you're going, if you can split 1-1, with UNC and Duke next week, you get what I'm saying? Like,
right,
we're now going, like, hey, no, we're really, really back
maybe
in this thing.
Maybe we can get,
like,
to 14, that magic number.
Yeah,
and
absolutely. Absolutely, where you're like, no, I think we're starting to become a tournament team, you know? So there's all that. Now, one thing you cannot or what you may not necessarily be as many people doing it on here, but they brought up the Bengals game's going to be on at the same time. So I do think that people will be paying attention. There are a lot of Bengals fans around here too, you know, in Cincinnati, in this area. But you will be close to the bridge. So if you wanted to do a little something, you know, let me help you out. We're on to the divisional round and playoffs. Let me remind you again, or we talked about it before throughout the week. But the NFL playoffs divisional round and DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL, is celebrating with a huge odds boost for new customers. Counting down to Super Bowl 56, you get 56-1 odds on any team. Bet just $5 and you win $280 in free bets if your team wins. So bet on the Bengals. You know, look, there's a lot of Bengals fans around here. I can get down with that. Like I said, I can get down with the Bengals making a Super Bowl run.
Right.
I'm okay with that. I think that would be sexy.
Like, you know, I like that Joe Burrow fella.
I do too. I like Jamar Chase. Like, all right, look, I'm in with this. I'm in with watching. I can watch the Brady versus Burrow. I'm feeling that. If you're not a new customer, you can still get in on the action of the divisional round with same game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL. Get 56-1 odds on any NFL team. Bet just $5 and win $280 in free bets if your team wins. That's promo code WLCL for 56-1 odds at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NFL. You must be 21 or older. Indiana only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. You know, you can do in-game betting. Can you imagine how comfortable you would have felt yesterday at about 8:30?
Oh my gosh!
Betting the women.
I don't want to. Like my one of my therapists told me, like, I was worrying about too much stuff, and I was thinking that, man, maybe like if I don't do this in my life or whatever, that. And he's like, look, dude, you need to realize you're not that important. You're like, you don't have the power to like jinx your favorite sports team or anything like that. But I'm starting to think I do, Steve.
Yeah.
Because I did the same thing in the UVA football game, in the NC State football game.
Yeah.
Where I thought it was in hand, and I stopped. You know, I turned it off to go watch another sporting event, and sure enough, they blew it. And that's what happened last night. I was following the U of L women's game. I was out and about getting pop soup and COVID tests. And I was like, okay, like this one seems in hand. Good for Jeff Walls and company. They're really, really freaking good. Now let's watch this IU game. And focused on the IU game. And I found myself cheering for IU. Put that on the mixtape. You're welcome, Jack.
I was too. I like IU. I don't know.
I was cheering for the upset. Rob Finnessy. What a great story. You know, I mean, the redemption.
Yeah.
I mean, you coming off the bench for like 20, knocking down that big three. And I was like, that was awesome. Let's find out what that final score was for the U of L women so I can put it in my sports center. Oh, you got to be effing kidding me. And I was going back and forth. Like, how I found out, like, I was listening to Jack start of the show with the IU post game. And then I was like, oh, I got to listen to Chrissy and Biscuit. And I flick over. And I just hear Chrissy go, it's okay, Dave. And Biscuit goes, yeah, I know. I'm pretty upset right now. And I was like, no, 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 no. And then I pulled up the box score, and I was like, are you kidding me?
It was wild, man.
Was it 31 points they gave up in the fourth quarter?
I'm sitting back last night. It was just me and the youngest. We're at the house. I'm watching the whole game. I'm like, man, dude, we're hooping. You know, it was like, man, they're missing some shots. And then, you know, they would cut it back and we'd push it out a little bit. It was like, whatever. And then it was just like, but I agree with you. After the first time we throw a cross court pass and it flies out of bounds, you're like, okay, this might be bad. Then they hit two threes, come back again. And this time it was Haley. Flings it completely out of bounds.
I need the little whoosh sound effect, but it was like,
oh my god! And as soon as they took the lead, I'm not gonna lie.
Oh yeah.
When I think I can't remember her name. I think it was Johnson. But when she hit that three, it was like, and they went up two. I think it ended up being 50. It was 55-53. It was like I have to admit, I was like, it's over.
Yeah.
And then you look up, and all of a sudden they're up 10 or 8. It was like, god.
Well, I mean, the second they cut it to like 5, I mean, it was not. I'm not trying to like Price is Right you. Like,
yeah.
Well, I knew it was over at this point. Yeah. But no, at that point, I mean, for any team, when you have that much of a commanding lead,
I knew it was over 2 seconds before that.
It's Just $1, yeah, you know. Yeah, I bid $701.
Like, well, when they cut it to $6 is when I knew.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Oh,
but
okay.
At that point, you're playing not to lose instead of playing to win.
And it was funny, though, watching Jeff Walls and listening to his post. And then, Alex, I'm going to get to you in just a second. Listening to his post-game press conference, too. He, like, watching him on the sidelines, he was doing a lot of smiling. Like, he wasn't freaking out. This is one thing I'm going to give him. It was almost as if he was like, okay, this is necessary. Like, because Holly Rose said it on the thing. Holly Rose said, you know, guys, Jeff Walls was in the huddle, she said, in the third quarter. And I heard him say, you guys, like, she said he prophesied this happening to them. He said, hey, Johnson, they're about to get going. Look, she's had a couple rim out. This is going to happen. This is what they're going to start doing. They're about to make a big run. We're going to have to, you know, if they do, we're going to have to do this, she said. And then it's almost like when it was happening, I looked over there and there was a couple times he was just smiling. And it was like, because he said in his postgame, you know, he was like, hey, I'm excited what we can be.
Right.
Like, I think we can be good. We needed to see this.
I mean, it's happening in the middle of the season, so.
Oh, I mean, it does mean something right. In women's basketball, but as far as ACC tournament goes, NC State and Louisville is going to be 1-2.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, they're going to, you're going to have to play each other probably in the championship, and then you get a shot to rectify it at that point, and you can be a 1 seed in the NCAA tournament, you know, if you win that then. And I mean, but it was one of those where it was like he was at peace, you could tell, while that run was happening. It was like, okay, they need to see this. And if it means they lose, it means they lose.
Right.
They're going to have to figure this out.
It's like the Ivan Drago. If he dies, he dies.
Yeah, but seriously.
It was one of those things. I mean, look, I'm not trying to put a bow tie on a pick. You blew a double-digit lead and gave up almost as many points in the fourth quarter as you did
the entire game. Yeah.
But, I almost feel like, okay, if you're going to take something positive from it, it's a gut check and a wake-up call that, look, even a team – and you got – I mean, they were playing fantastic the first three quarters. He made mention of that.
I mean,
they were cutting. It was awesome. It was fun because this year's, like, Jeff Walls team, I'm noticing in, like, all my sports centers, and I've actually caught a couple games, is the idea that it's not just – an Asia Durr or a Dana Evans. Mm-hmm. It's a different star each night. Sometimes it's Emily Angsler. Sometimes it's Haley Van Lith. Last night, early in the game, is Olivia Cochran. She had, was hindering on a double-double the first half.
Yeah, in the third quarter, she had 17.
Yeah.
Not in the third quarter alone, but, you know.
Right, right. Yeah. So I was like, oh, okay, so it's going to be her night tonight. And then it just, it's kind of, I guess it'll be a good thing, like you said, in the long run, when you see a team that is as deep as this U of L women's team this year, that they can, I hate to say it, but that was an implosion that we're rather familiar with a lot of the men's teams.
I know.
And it was like, well, at least, you know, it can happen to everybody over there.
It's like when you see the good teams happen, then we're like, well, you know.
Yeah, but it happened at this point in the season where, okay, there's plenty of time to rectify it.
I mean,
and in the ACC tournament, where if it shakes out the way it does now, I mean, we'll see how they respond to that. I mean, that could be something that lingers a little bit.
They might even play again in the regular season.
I'm trying. Let me pull up the schedule. I actually have it right.
I think there's a chance that they play. They might play again here before they play in the ACC tournament.
Nah, I'm not seeing it.
Okay.
But I thought they did.
So the next time they would see each other, then in the ACC tournament. So take care of business. You're going to get a shot again at them. So, you know.
I mean, there's going to be other games. I mean, there's Duke and Notre Dame. There's some ranked opponents.
Sure. But I mean, I think those two are clearly the two best.
For sure.
So anyways, it was a tough one, but, the women have a pretty solid season ahead of them. So let's get to phone lines. Alex, man, thanks for waiting. Appreciate it. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? No problem. You can feel comfortable when your team is 15-1. Like, I would trick, you know, if Louisville was 15-1 and we would have took a loss to either, Florida State or NC State, I'd have been like, all right, okay, whatever. 15-2, we'll get it figured out. Because you've seen 15 games of consistency, but you guys want to talk about breaking a spell. Like, so I, for a while there, I thought, I can't remember which one came first. It was the NC State. I think it was a Florida State loss in the NC State. So I was like watching So every time I would turn the game on, because I was playing with some homies from the military, we were playing online, and I wanted to play with them because I hadn't played with them in like a really long time. So I was flipping back and forth between the game and breaks and stuff. And every time I flipped over to watch the game, like, the other team would score. So I was like, oh, I'm not watching this no more. Like, I am causing U of L to lose. So, and then I started doing the same thing to NC State, and I was like, okay, you know what? These two losses, I'll put them on my back. And then when we played the last game that we played, I kind of started doing the same thing, but we were winning, though, and I was like, okay, I broke the spell. I broke the spell. I can watch U of L games now in its entirety and not flip back and forth. Like, because I freak out. Like, I'm crazy about stuff like that. I am 100% a weirdo. But, Steve, you said something about being a hopeless romantic on Twitter.
Yes.
And I remember, did you, when Chris Mack said that he went on a 6-game losing streak, and did you know that year, like, I went and looked that up because I really didn't follow Xavier. I didn't know much about, I knew who Chris Mack was. I went and looked up that season. That season, here's how much of a hopeless romantic I am. This is terrible, and this is, I was probably going to break my heart at the end, and I'm going to be crying to you guys live on air. They went 19-14 at the end of that year. They lost I think they won one game. They lost all the games in February except for two. And the only ranked team that they beat was Creighton at 22. They went into the tournament, into the conference championship, or to the conference tournament. They made it all the way until, like, the game before you got to the championship game.
Yep.
And then they went to the Elite Eight in the NCAA tournament. And they lost to Gonzaga, which was the number one seed.
Like, it was a good game, too.
Yeah. Is that even a possibility for us? Like, because when I looked at what Xavier did and how they got in the tournament at 19-14, do you think we could do, like, say we did go 19-14 at the end of the year. Do you think if we won three games in the ACC tournament, do you think that would be enough? We won two games and lost one. Do you think that would be enough for us to make it into the tournament and go on a run? Because I just want to get there, guys. I just want to get there. I want L. Ellis to – I want these players – Sam Williamson, when was the last time Sam Williamson has experienced – he hasn't even experienced the NCAA tournament, has he? Or has – I don't remember.
No. No. His first year. Yeah, it was the year we were good, and then I didn't even get to play in it.
Yeah, but I think you guys, I'll listen. But I just wanted to. That's how much of a hopeless romantic I am. That I literally looked that up and was like, do we have a chance at 19-14? If we can just get 19-14, you know. But thank you guys. I'll listen.
No, listen, man. I appreciate the call. It's like. I feel him, though, because, and that's where I'm saying you almost have to take it one game at a time. Like, you almost have to say, okay, this is one game at a time. It's do you win? And to his credit, I was looking. I think there's enough talent that it's definitely, it's possible. Yeah, I think it's possible. For one, because the ACC is not incredible. I mean, like, who have you watched that you don't think Louisville could beat on any given night? I don't know. I mean, is there a...
And then you go the opposite way when they look bad. I mean, there's no team that you think, well, that's an easy walk. As bad as U of L football was at times this year, you still thought, well, for the love of God and all that's holy, they should be able to beat Syracuse and Duke, even as bad as they are. Going into that BC game, they're not a great team in the ACC.
Mm-hmm.
There was not that same confidence or swagger. Besides the Bobby implosion year, which I almost consider that an outlier.
That one is kind of an outlier.
In the six years, I guess, I've been producing a show here, I've never heard as much vitriol about the football team. And that includes last year's COVID fiasco, too.
Yeah.
I mean, so with all that said, you went into the Syracuse and Duke game with some confidence. There wasn't that much with the BC game, so I feel like I'm with you when they're playing well. With the ACC down this year, sure, yeah, you think like you got a chance with everybody,
Yeah.
But when they're not, you also think, well, they have a chance with us.
But it's like, okay, let me read you really quick the teams right around them in the ACC. Okay, number one is Miami, 6-1 in conference, 14-4 overall. Florida State's 5-2, 12-5 overall. Duke is 4-2, 14-3 overall. UNC is 4-2, 12-5 overall. Notre Dame is 4-2, 11-6 overall. Wake Forest, 5-3, 15-4 overall. Louisville, 5-3, 11-7 overall.
So it's comparable.
They're literally two games out of first place. You know, like they're one game out of second place. It's like
the problem is though that they and I'm with you. They are right there, but unfortunately,
by the way, then Virginia's 5-3, and that's where you start to get a drop off.
Yeah.
You get 3-4, 2-4, 2-4, 2-5, 2-5, 2-6, 1-6. To your credit, they've lost to two of the two win teams. So yeah, that's fair.
Yeah, and also,
but they've beat.
They started yeah. with the tie for the best, you know, start in conference in conference play since they joined the ACC. I mean, you can't completely disregard that, but I mean, of those teams you're mentioning that are ahead of them, the difference is they have some more marquee wins.
Oh yeah,
I mean, no one with the exception of Duke has a sexy net right now, but at least those other schools have had some decent non-con wins, and Louisville, really, Mississippi State,
it's by far their best.
And right. So it's
Maryland. I don't think they're.
It's the added pressure. I'm saying, like, those guys don't have sexy resumes, but at least they have that. You know, a couple non-conference wins.
Well, the thing is, though, is I don't think anybody disagrees that the only way you do it is by putting together wins. You don't really have the singular wins that are going to toss you up there. It's like, no, you have to put together wins through here. So it means you've put yourself – you're not going to win every game from here on out. Okay, what would they need to go to get to that 14?
Let's pull up the schedule.
Okay, because they're 5-3 right now. So that means you need 9 more dubs, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so how many games we got left?
All right, so let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Okay.
So they got
to
win.
So you would need to essentially go 9-3?
Yeah, basically.
And
have it at that point, what would their ranking be? Where would they land in the ACC tournament? You got to think.
It would probably be top four.
I was about to say,
probably be a double
knocking
bye.
On four, right?
You'd be dang close if not. Yeah, I mean, you'd be right there, 4 or 5, which ironically for them, maybe 5 would be better because you could put an extra win on there.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Like,
and realistically, instead of going 9-3, I'm thinking, you know. More, I hate to say it, like 7-5.
See, I was going to say I would shoot for more 8-4 and then try to win one, maybe two in the ACC tournament.
Yeah, steal a couple.
And I think you would be in.
Yeah, I think that would punch the
ticket. You know, I mean.
And we'll see how the rest of the year for the ACC shakes out.
If
sneaks into the top 25.
And one win can change things. You know, like say, again, I'm trying to look on it. Yes, I know. We could just say,
well, they probably won't win. They're only favored 3 in the KenPom.
Okay, well, if that's the way it works out, then they're screwed. They're not going to make anything.
Right, let's not play the game.
And then we'll see what Josh Hurd has to do at the end of the year. You know, I have to make a decision at that point, or whoever the AD is at that point. So, but I'm saying for them to make it, I mean, this is why I say you almost got to take it one game at a time, or at least couple them into twos. Like, okay, I can say Notre Dame, Virginia. If you beat Notre Dame. If you beat Notre Dame, it's a big if. I'm not saying that. I don't even know what I expect them to win. I don't know. Does the predictor have them winning on ESPN? Not that means them.
Let's see.
But and then they were to go beat Virginia at Virginia, or even lose at Virginia in a good game. What if they come back at home and got Duke? Say they shot well and they got Duke at home.
I mean,
things can change. Do you get my point, though?
Your
perception can change quickly. That's why I don't like the, well, they're done this early. You know, it's like perception can change on a team really quick.
Yeah.
Especially in college basketball. Now, the net makes it different. because if the net doesn't love you and keep you out, like Texter says, that was pre-net, though, talking about, I think they're talking about Xavier. I'm like, I feel you.
Yeah.
You know,
because
sometimes now that may put you out, whereas before it was eyeball test. And down the stretch, if you were hooping, you might get in.
Right.
Because you're like,
I mean, we saw that with
the eyeball test.
It was Patino's. His late eyeball test teams.
Maybe like, well, they're good, though. Like, they're one of the better. They're probably one of the 64
and occasionally,
best right now.
But also occasionally, like, with those Patino teams making a late surge, there also was the opportunity. I mean, immediately coming to mind. What was it, 2010, I think, the Kyle Keurig Syracuse game closing out Freedom Hall. I mean, you had those major ranked opponents down the stretch.
Oh, you would have nine. I mean, we're used to most years. You know, if you're top eight in the ACC, you're in the tournament.
Oh, yeah, no, for sure, for sure.
The last two has kind of been the weird outliers where it's not the case anymore, you know.
Right. 63%, by the way, the win predictor for U of L.
Okay, so that means they'll probably be favored at home.
The line, I'm not sure.
There probably isn't a line yet.
Yeah, I was going to say
college basketball is weird. It won't come out till 12 hours before the game.
Yeah. It's not even 24.
It'd probably come out tonight. But Texter says, we're all at that level right now, but dang, I want to feel like the second weekend is the least we can do to be happy. Yeah, no, I feel you. Like I'm not trying to sell you on, hey, we're rewriting history here because, like, I feel like this team should be a second weekend team. Now, but you have to get in the tournament to do that. See,
right.
That's one thing I will say. Like, don't come at me now. If they squeak in the tournament and then they make a run to the Sweet 16 or something, you can't then come back and be like, well, yeah, but there's an – no, there's no asterisks. He got in the mid-second weekend.
You know what I mean?
Don't tell me, well, but they should have been better.
Well, sports people and media people and fans are going to have to say those three words that are the hardest to say, I was wrong.
Which, if they don't, then I'm going to be saying it too because I thought this team would be really good.
Yeah, no, so did I.
I really thought they would. I thought they would be really good. I didn't think they were a Final Four team, but I thought it was like, man, they can make a decent run in the tournament, and then next year with bringing in what they're bringing in, this could be a really good team. This could be like a top 10 team, you know, going into next year.
I would say with what we thought the team was going to be in going into the season, and then with the pieces added, you could make the argument, and again, like I had put this on the mixtape, but I'm with you. I feel like there was that dark horse Final Four feel the next year.
Yeah.
Which when you say dark horse, that I would say is what? Top 15.
Well,
you're like,
because I don't even know that I would call them necessarily dark horse next year. I thought they would, and I still think the team has potential to be really good next year. I think if you move pieces up, but I'm totally fine with, just like with Satterfield, nobody wants to hear that. Nobody wants to hear next year's the team can be this or that. It's like, I don't want to hear that. And I get it. So that's why I'm not going to do the same thing in basketball. I'm not going to say, well, y'all, I do think if you move Malik, you move West, you move some of these guys out with what if you can keep Curry L around, you bring in Lands, you know. So I was like, I like the team. But it's like, I totally am fine with, like, I'm not listening to that. So right now, especially. Texter says, we have the talent, but do we have the attitude, toughness, and mental fortitude? Well, I think it's what we're finding out.
Right.
I think with the lineups changing, I think you're seeing the guys that are kind of rising to the occasion there, you know.
Well, the last three games, Curran and I called them as Holt serve games, and it didn't go well, obviously.
No. Yeah.
But maybe it could kind of be like, instead of hold serve games, wake up call / get right games.
Yeah.
And now this next stretch is, I mean, it's kind of do or die here, but you'll find out is, even if they go 1-3 in this next stretch of games, the way they go about it, like you said, they show a little mental fortitude. And look, they just, I mean, Duke's a better team. Maybe they get them down the stretch or whatever. They lose by 6 or 8. And you know, 4 of those points are put on by fouls late. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, it's the way they look against those teams, and also maybe the way that a new lineup meshes a little bit. Like, I think a big thing to me, and it's something that I put in the, and I want to get your thoughts on it. Patty and I are doing the second hour of the V Show, and we've just been sending back, you know, topics we want to talk about. I mean, the validating thing. I mean, this game, I think, will really, as good as Sid's been, and I feel like if him and Jalen can kind of
back-to-back have good performances that result in wins. Mm-hmm. Because Sid had a great, you know, showing against Pittsburgh, but they kind of squandered that performance, that coming out party, obviously.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like that's something you could build on.
NC State.
NC State, thank you. Yeah. I had a feeling I had
I coupled those two together as well.
Yeah.
Because they were both just so, like, bad. It was like bad losses. Florida State, whatever. I can get over that.
They're great at home.
I can get over that 100%. Those two. But, yeah, you're right. And tomorrow, this is going back to what I was saying earlier. Tomorrow, conditioned in your brain, Saturday, 4 o'clock, Louisville, Notre Dame. National TV, ESPN, the big stick, you know, Russ Smith. Like, it has the feel of a big event at the KFC Yum Center. Like, it has the feel of a big-time game. And that's where I'm like, I'm interested to see what you're saying right there. Can those guys bring it in those moments? Because those are the moments where we find out, like, okay, all right, this is Louisville. You make your name in those moments.
Yeah.
Not against, you know, like, we don't remember you for NC State. We remember you for this. Like,
right.
And if Louisville can come out, I think, and I could be totally wrong, but I just think fans are just feeling that conditioning. I know I keep using that word, but, like, they're just conditioned to feel like this is big. And I think that if Louisville comes out and they look good tomorrow and they win the game, and there is another side to this, I know. I think there's going to be a morale boost that kind of, like, gets behind this team a little bit for one last push. If they lose, it could be the opposite. Okay, I get that. You know, you lose. I get where a fan drives home tomorrow and goes, dude, our next three games are at Virginia, Duke at home, and Carolina at home. Like, we might lose all three. Right. You know, that's the mental mindset. Whereas I think, man, fans show out tomorrow. It's a good atmosphere, probably the best atmosphere of the year by far, I think. And then it's like you win that game. I just think you're conditioned to feel you're driving home on a Saturday evening. The sun's going down. The sun's down. It's cold outside. You just beat Notre Dame in a great atmosphere. Louisville fan is conditioned to be like, that was a big win.
Yeah.
Like, let's go. You know, like,
no, you can build on that. Well, yeah. There's a part of me.
I keep saying Monday. I think they moved the game. They might have moved the Virginia game to Tuesday.
Let me see. I'm pulling up the schedule.
I thought I read that the other day.
Let's see, your Tuesday. No, according to the schedule, it's still.
Is it still Monday?
Yeah, it's still Monday.
Okay.
Monday,
okay.
Yeah. Louisville at UVA, 7 p.m.
Okay. Well, then there you go. So, yeah. But there was some game they moved to Tuesday off of Monday.
I thought I remember reading that, too.
But, yeah, so it's like, but do you get what I'm saying? Like,
oh,
I mean,
no, 1,000%.
Your mental circadian rhythm is like,
and the problem,
that's a big win.
And I'm not trying to.
And they're ahead of you in the standing. I mean, so it is a big win.
Yeah. And also, you add the transitive property. Look, UK, the rival up the road, just had a mental fortitude win, beating Texas A&M on the road.
Right.
I mean, like, they've been playing good all year, but that performance is one that you got.
UNC. My cousin said it was UNC. They moved the next week. It's from Monday to Tuesday.
Okay.
I knew they moved one.
All right, good call. What cousin Rummage? I don't know. What's his name?
Matt.
Matt, okay.
No, he's not shout-out worthy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Fair enough. Oh, that's funny. No, but like,
he's not.
There was when you said, I mean, going in, the fan part of me was like thinking, man, yeah, this is a big deal. You're preach, Rummage. Like, this is feeling like how it used to feel like.
Yeah.
You have Russ Smith coming back.
Oh, man.
I mean, this is going to be on TV.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, you know, Notre Dame's still a name brand team, and they just beat UK. Hell yeah. Like, you get that dub, it's a bullet in the chamber of trash talk that you could fire back across the bow. 100%. But then, as all, like, it was like a game of Jenga.
Mm-hmm.
As all of that kind of started building up, a pit hit me, like, in my stomach.
Sure.
And literally, I was like, Louisville hasn't won one of these games in a while.
That's a great point. And so,
all of a sudden, like, I kind of cowered back a little
Which
bit.
Which is why I think it would be big, because it would be the first time in a little 1,000%. While we felt. Well, I say in a little while. I mean, God, they just last year beat Duke.
Oh, yeah.
Twice. I mean, you know, like, we had good wins.
But God, with
that's
everything,
a calendar year,
with,
man.
With everything coming off football, I mean, talking like collectively from, you know, the athletic sphere, it feels like
that big game moment hasn't happened in a while.
Yeah.
I hate to say it. And, like, so a little part of me, the fan part of me, kind of cowered back a little bit when you said that. And just piggybacking off of that, it does. I feel like that adds to the extra oomph that if this does happen, it's, hey, guys, they have a little bit of fortitude now.
Like, oh, yeah.
I mean, there's really...
Well, I think you believe, you'll feel that way because you'll believe a little bit in them.
Yeah.
You'll believe. And listen, the basketball fan base isn't as reactionary as the football fan base. The football fan base is like, dude, I'm not set to this crap. Fire him. You know what right. I'm saying? Like, fire him. Let's move on. I'm done. Go get me Jeff. Now, like I said, Jeff Brohm is the was the caveat there, too.
Right.
But
is Jeff Brohm there Saturday?
Basketball. Oh, shut up. No, Steve, listen. I just had to go to the doctor for this. So.
What, it lasted more than 4 hours? Is that what the problem is? What would happen? Like AEW, what was it, Double or Nothing, when you have the double debut of...
Oh, well, Adam Cole.
Adam Cole, and then Daniel Bryan.
It was like, ah! It's awesome! I know. So it
just
was
put Brahm on the Tron, or midway through it.
I'd be like, y'all are the best. But no, it's like, okay, I get what you're saying, but like this fan base, if this, you know, say L and Sydney and Matt and those guys start balling and you ball down the stretch, man, and you're like, God, we're just outside, and you're bringing in like this fan base, and I'm not saying there wouldn't be unhappiness, but this fan base can get. In basketball, we know what good basketball looks like.
Right.
And if you're looking, and if I'm looking and I'm saying, okay, y'all kind of pissed it away at the beginning. We've got Sydney, we've got L, we've got these guys. Okay, you squeaked into the tournament. We lost in the first round, you know. But I like Kamari Lands. I like Fred King. I like what you're bringing in. If you're going to bring these guys back, like, okay, I might be able to believe in this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and you add,
we know what good basketball looks like.
You mentioned these new guys too.
Yeah,
I'm developing. I feel like also
Mike James is like the dude we always forget.
Yeah, no, yeah.
Him and Dre.
That's a good point. Yeah. And I want to see a little bit from Rosie too. I mean, you you see down the stretch these younger guys.
I think you're gonna have to sell Rose to stay.
Yeah.
It's another conversation for another day, but yeah, I think you have to sell him to stay.
I don't think you're wrong on that.
Yeah,
but
I think the other guys you'd be all right with.
Yeah, no, I would put them all at like 90, and then Rosie at like 60. Like,
I totally agree. But my whole point is, and I'm trying not to get, and we'll get ready and go to break. I know we got to keep you on schedule, but the whole thing there is though. Tomorrow feels big,
right?
And it's something we like. And it's like, if you guys can go take care of business, it's one game at a time. And I know we don't like doing it, but we're going to have to. You go take care of business. I think people are excited tomorrow night. I think that post-game show, people are going to be like, hey, man. Like, I don't think you're going to get what you got last game. And I get it. Now some people are just, they're just like, both guys suck, I don't care. Anything we did. Okay, well,
I can't help
you. All right, yeah. I mean, but I do understand. I'm not going to try to, you know, dress up a turd either. Like, Boston College is not good.
Right.
So I'm not, like, selling that. You won't get that tomorrow.
Oh, God, no.
Yeah,
that would feel like.
Yeah, it'd be like, no, that was a good team.
We back.
Yeah, and now we have some momentum. Now we've got, and now we're staring down the barrel of Virginia, Duke, UNC. You can figure out a way to go 2-1.
Now, will that?
I think we're back in the projections. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's going to be pretty close. Like, we're going to be back on the, hey, we're Louisville. When you're talking tournaments, you got to talk Louisville here, you know?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You know, so I'm just saying it can change quick.
1,000%.
You can also lose and then the season's over.
This is such a – I can't believe – I'm sorry I'm subjecting you to such a stupid question. But I don't know. Maybe it's not that dumb. Sports radio heavy because it's – forget about putting the cart before the horse. If they win tomorrow,
okay,
but they do it with some familiar names kind of having a decent showing, like Noah Locke, for instance, I don't know, goes – 7 of 12 from behind the arc, something along those lines. Malik has a decent, you know, 12-point, 10-board, double-double. Sid and Jalen don't really do much. Does that make...
That's a good point.
Does that take some of the shine off?
That's a good point.
Because it's sort of like, great, they got it done, but we can't... You don't feel super confident.
That's a great point. And I don't really know how to answer it. That's not a bad point, though. Like if those guys will us to a...
Because on one hand, it's like, hey, like the guys that we were sort of going in the season are doing their part.
I don't think people be upset about a win tomorrow.
No, not at all.
But I know what you're saying. If Sidney Curry's out there balling, L. Ellis, Mason Faulkner, you know, Sam, the guys that we want to see, Dre has a game, blah, 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 you know, I think then, yes, there's more excitement after the game. Yes, that's a good point. Whereas if you're like, well, Malik played well, we won by three.
I mean, it's so, because like you said, I mean, you're beating Notre Dame with Russ in the building on national TV, 4 p.m., great tilt, and I'm immediately trying to lick the sprinkles off the donut and saying that.
Well, that'd be a next day. No, you're doing the hangover conversation.
Right.
Like, no, tomorrow we'll be happy. We won.
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Look, fans are going to be out. Like I said, it's going to be a day where we're back at Barano's by the bridge. We're hanging out. We're there early. We're staying late. We're in, you know, like 4 o'clock. I mean, 4 o'clock Saturday Louisville basketball game is just like sex. I mean, like,
you're not wrong.
That's perfect, man, for down here. We love that. So it's like, but I know what you're saying. Sunday morning hangover, though, I'm calling Phil like, I don't know.
It was great.
Sidney kind of looked like he was overmatched, and you know,
All of a sudden,
I totally agree with that. With that being said, I don't think you can win that way, so I don't think it would matter.
That's a fair point. That's a fair point. It's one of those like if then yeah, like I that would be their. I don't have the net in front of me, but it would be their highest net win of the year, right?
Yeah.
So
probably, I would imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, what do you want to do? It's 11:48.
Well, you know what? Actually, I'm going to be selfish if you're okay with it.
Yeah.
Let's take Boombox Mike, and then I'll just combine some breaks, and we'll get out of here like at 11:50.
Okay.
In change.
Okay. All right. Boombox Mike, welcome in, man. What's going on, bud?
Hey, much love on that, man. I appreciate you doing the change around for me. Hey,
yeah,
good show today, brother.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Appreciate that, man.
I usually enjoy your solo shows, man. It's just always something different. You know, I love it. Anyway. So, think about the Lamar game. Think about it, man. Like, everybody gets up whenever there's, like, something going on. It's like sports holiday or something. So, maybe we'll rest in the house. Everybody has to get up. You know what I'm saying? They'll just...
Yeah.
Everybody will feel that urgency.
Yeah.
That, like, we got to get something done today because we're representing on a stage.
Yeah.
I don't know. It seems like that every time with our team. Whenever somebody stops in or we have some sort of day, we show up. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just feel like that's going to be the ticket today, man. And I mean, I haven't even really watched Notre Dame, but I'm going. I don't care. Just for us. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. I'll be in the building.
Just make noise for my man. You know what I mean? Definitely. But, I just wanted to call and say, man, let's have some urgency and good show, bro. And, you know, stay positive. That's all we can do, man. Have a good weekend.
Definitely, Boombox Mike. Appreciate
Thanks,
you, man.
Mike.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, man. In football, in basketball, we as fans would rather be good than we would be right. Like in basketball or in football, I think it's a little different.
Yeah.
I think you kind of like, there was a little more you even saw it this season where people were like, including me, you know, where it's like, nah, I kind of pick my side. I want this guy.
Yeah.
I don't really care if he succeeds, you know. Basketball, I think it's totally different. You can hate Chris Mack, and you might, but if he can turn it around, you can get behind it. Like, you know, it's like I can put my pride aside.
1,000% I buy that.
In basketball.
And they're also, I do also think, and like this was a good point you brought up, and not excusing away the, hey, I picked my side thing.
Yeah.
Like, to which, you know, you're always consistent on that. Anyone hating on Rummage, you got to give him that. Like,
what did Brom from the beginning?
Okay. But that was just it. Like, there was the Brom factor.
Yeah.
There was not a, well, what about this guy? What about this guy? What about this guy? There was Brom.
Because you're like, in a coaching search without Mac. You're in a coaching search.
Oh,
man.
Yeah. There's no, it's not like
there's
everyone
no
wants
hire.
Bruce Pearl, but he ain't waiting in the wings.
Yeah.
There's no sources saying he didn't text Pops and be like,
sure.
Dear Bobby V, heard about the cancer. Sucks. sorry you have the Roner. Good time. You know, good times when, you know, in the GLVC. By the way, the 502 want me. There was no text like that coming.
I know.
Like, so I do think that plays into it a little bit, too.
Totally
but
agree.
I agree with you. Like, the programs as a whole, I definitely think that, people were a little
less trigger happy. You go on a run, we're good.
You know what I'm saying? Like, exactly.
We're good. Like, we'll be fine. So, with all that being said, man, it starts tomorrow. I would suggest everybody get out there. Like I said, for us, for the team, for whatever, man, I think that it will be, I think it's going to be a cool environment. I think it's going to be really cool.
I got to, quick sidebar, I got to get some of that bourbon, man. I heard Brett Dawson talking about it this morning on the. I know you ain't a bourbon guy. I'm not gonna pretend like I'm a huge bourbon aficionado.
Oh sure.
Like, I mean, you could put if I did a blind taste test in front of me with, you know, Pappy Kentucky Tavern and you know, a nice good middle of the ground. I'm not gonna pretend like I would immediately be able to pick them all out.
Sure.
But there are a couple that I'm like, oh, I like that more than this one and that one. I'd like to, you know, nice. Brett hasn't tried them yet. So if anyone has any recommendations, I definitely like to give old Russies.
Mr. and Mrs., I think.
I'd like to give it. I don't know why I called him Russie. Like, I was like, old. Like, maybe that could be a new flavor.
We can call him
Old Russie's, you know, rye bourbon or something.
It is going to be cool, man. It's just going to be cool.
Yeah.
I do hope that they find a way to, or they've gotten a message from Patino.
That would be.
I think it's going to be tough to do this because them two were so locked. Like, Bobby and Lamar weren't locked at the hip. It wasn't like Bobby Lamar. Russ and Rick were locked at the hip. Like,
oh, yeah.
You can't have one without the other.
No,
you
know?
Like, it's like they were.
No, it's not, that's a great
it's
point.
It's like they go together, man.
What are the odds? Odds that we see a Patino video?
I mean,
10 to 1?
I think you have to.
5 to 1?
I'd say 5 to 1, man. Like that you at least just get Rick and Rick knows. Like, Rick's got an ego.
He's
not gonna be there, of course, but he's like,
there's also, what, 40 billion reasons why he might not wanna.
But he might go ahead and throw my face up there.
I would love it. It would be awesome.
Let Notre Dame be winning. Go ahead and throw my face up there. These people are gonna be like, "Woo, Rick!" People are gonna be tearing their clothes.
I would love for it to be happening
up
during practice and in the back. Q-Slaz is just staring at the camera, knocking down shots. Yeah.
Rick. I think they should do it. All right, Nick, let's get out of here, man.
Yeah.
We got a big weekend. We'll be back here on Monday, hopefully celebrating a win and getting ready for UVA, at UVA. So hopefully we can – the road to a run starts with one game, man. So hopefully Boston College was that. And this is the next one. So regardless, enjoy your weekend. Be safe. Middays with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.